88.5 FM, Jeff Penfield, joined live in studio by Jonathan Rice, releasing his new album, The Long Game, today, and also going to be opening for the Felice Brothers coming up on June 17th at the Bootleg Theater. Thanks so much for coming in and playing a few songs for us today.
My pleasure.
So, like I said, Long Game's your new album. It's been 6 years since we've had a full album from you. How did you get started on this one?
Well, this album kind of represents the past 3 years of songs, and I did a lot of songwriting in the 6 years between records, but a lot of the songs that I wrote didn't end up on my own records. They ended up on other artists' records and ended up in films, things like that. But as this collection started to come together, it started to kind of paint a kind of a picture of sorts to me. And I don't know, it took a longer while than I've ever taken before.
The songs that we've been playing here at 88.5 FM, Meet the Mother, is just one of those very interesting, little bit of comedy in there. It started with a Bill Murray conversation. What were you talking about where you ended up talking about meeting the mother?
Oh, well, I've been lucky enough to have a few conversations with Bill over the years. I found myself, I think it was very late at night, in conversation with Bill Murray, and we were talking about relationships and longevity and all that stuff, and he just said, well, you know, you gotta meet the mother. And I think he was just kind of tossing it off, but for whatever reason, I heard a musicality in the way that he said it, and it sounded like a country song to me, or something, you know, like a totemic phrase, like you don't miss your water till your well runs dry. So I kind of finished the other half in my head. I was like, you got to meet the mother before you kiss the bride. It just felt, it felt big to me.
You got to meet the mother before you kiss the bride, before you take the longest ride, before the rite and flowers fly. You got to meet the mother before you kiss the bride, and see where she got those big brown eyes, those long, long legs, that sense of style, or a streak of madness 10 miles wide. You got to meet the mother before you kiss the bride. You could discover the cruelty concealed deep within, as old as the hills and original sin. Young man in love, take my advice. Be sure to meet the mother before you kiss the bride. Cause you might find her in the county jail, or a state-run home in the driving hail. She could have two good teeth and one good eye. That's why you meet the mother before you kiss the bride. Cause some fruit rolls far, far from the tree, but it still holds the same bad seed. So before that big fat knot is tied, hey man, I know you really love her. She's a demon in the covers with the tendency to smother. So don't lend money to her brother, and make sure you meet the mother before you kiss the bride.
For me, this album is kind of like to me, the way that it's sequenced and the way that it feels to me is almost like the stages of grief. So, and those are, as I understand them, they're denial, anger, acceptance, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's a lot of little colors in between those emotions and moments in between. It's not black and white, but for me, there's all of those feelings present on the record. And then by the time you get to the end, hopefully there's some acceptance there and the beginning of something kind of beautiful and new.
Tony Berg helped you out with this record as well.
And that was at Tony's insistence. We recorded this record as sparsely as possible. That was very much a goal of his.
And I feel like that's something, I've met Tony a couple mm-hmm. of times, and I feel like that's one of the great things about him is I feel like he gets where a record should be. He doesn't try to make it so that it's going to sell lots of copies. It's about, this is what your voice is. This is what you should be saying right now.
There were weeks of pre-production just to get the sparseness down. I mean, Tony understands music intellectually, but he also understands it emotionally. It's a rare combination, and he knows what you're trying to get across before you do. Oftentimes, that's what I find. That was my experience.
I play the long game. Took my time to get here today. Had some good and bad days. I wouldn't have it any other way. Best to start the long game when you're young and spry. Before the big black clouds take shape in your mind. Yourself free to see how quickly this good life goes by. Allow yourself to be happy. And I think you'll find good to play the long game with you by my side. With my lips pressed to your cheek and your hand in mine. Give your love to me, baby. And I'll give you mine. Let me make you happy. And I swear I'll try. You can play the long game long after I'm gone. Think of me, drink in hand, laughing till the dawn.
And when you were doing the video for Meet the Mother, you used Lily Hayes, who's got a little bit of a viral online star. How did you find her, and B, you know, what made her the right person to play the role of the mother?
Well, just any excuse to work with the legend that is Lily Hayes. Lily Hayes is actually my friend Kevin Hayes' mother.
Oh, okay. So there was a connection already.
Yeah, and so I've known Lily socially for years before she blessed the gram with her presence. And she's just such a unique and hilarious and intelligent character. And I guess living out here in Los Angeles away from my own family, like, you know, it's nice to be in the presence of a very loving mother, even one that's wielding a knife.
You're not just a musician. You're also a poet. You wrote a book of haikus, Farewell, My Dudes, 69 Dystopian Haikus. What led to, How did you get started on writing haikus? Is that something you've always done, or was that a little more recent?
It's something that years ago, some friends of mine and I would do for fun, just sitting around having a drink. We would try and disgust one another with haikus. But then when I started getting more and more involved and addicted to social media, I found myself on Instagram all the time. And although I have done it, I have posted pictures of myself, and I will continue to do so rarely, sporadically. I started thinking about filling up this space that's reserved for images, Instagram, with words. And I liked the brevity of the haiku, because I also noticed that people get upset if you make them read too much on Instagram, you know? So if you just give them a little three-line poem, it's something that they'll tolerate and potentially even enjoy.
How my fingers found you so quickly in the dark, hardly strictly business, speaking from the heart. On the bathroom sink, I lifted up your skirt. How was I to know just how badly I'd get hurt? Everyone was talking backwards, drowning on their feet. I noticed how the rose was clenched too tightly in your teeth. We were spoiling for a fight, the special way we'd flirt. I dragged you to the garden, and we did it in the dirt. You pretend to be you, I pretend to be me, and I see you at the Hollow Jubilee. In a post-orgasmic haze, sometimes some truth escapes. When the pressure is relieved, one can relive the better days. When we were as one, you thought I was too young. Now sometimes you feel something else when the chill of evening comes. You pretend to be you, I pretend to be me, hiding at the Hollow Jubilee. Our love lies in repose, and everybody knows you weave the fabric of your life into your onstage clothes. I always picture you and me growing old disgracefully. But now I see the club sold out. There's no room for me. There's a blindfold for you and a mirror for me, hanging at the Hollow Jubilee. So you pretend to be you, I'll pretend to be me. Should I see you at the Hollow Jubilee?
Well, it's Jonathan Rice. New album is called The Long Game, playing live at the Bootleg Theater on June 17th, opening for the Felice Brothers. Thank you so much for coming in and playing songs.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's 88.5 FM.